Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
305 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve. It is the afternoon before Snowmageddon. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. We need milk sandwiches, gang. It's crazy. But we are hearing that it could be up to 3 inches of snow, which, as you and I would know here in Central Virginia, is a blizzard. Nobody's going to be on the roads, and those who start on the roads are going to wind up off the roads. So, yeah, we will keep you up to speed on all of that, I promise you. And I would love to know, as we kick off the afternoon, if you are, as we speak, doing snow prep. I am. I visited the Trash Panda liquor store. I mean, the ABC store in Ashland. That's my store. Thank God. You know, the raccoons come into our place. Apparently, Heidi has put one of the stools aside because we know the raccoon lives in Ashland and apparently, well, enjoys a beverage or 12. And so we're going to be apparently serving trash pandas. I'm working on a recipe called the Trash Panda to serve at the bar. And now there are all sorts of T-shirts that are out there. I actually visited the radio factory today. Every once in a while I do, just to make sure it's still there. It's still there. And anyway, but I was talking to one of my friends over there. You know Bill Drake, right? Bill's been around forever today. But he was talking about the T-shirts that have come out now that apparently are benefiting all sorts of animal rescue places. So I'm going online. I'm looking for those. If you found them, let me know, because I definitely want to get one for myself and get one for Heidi. And I don't know, maybe we'll go all in and dress the animals. God, that's such a terrible thing. I never thought I'd get to that point, because for years I mocked people. I did. Oh, no, I did. I mocked people. Hey, animals come with their own set of clothing. You don't need to dress them in a Halloween costume or a Christmas costume. Number one, it looks stupid. And number two, they hate it. And number three, they hate it and it looks stupid. Now I'm thinking, oh, you know what Pixie needs is a sweater, right? It is. It's pathetic. I get you. But I don't know. Maybe I'll do that. Now, that being said, I got a couple of other things that I've got to address. I'm listening to a lot of people talking about Stanley Meador. Stanley Meador, former special agent in charge of our Richmond field office for the FBI. Abigail Spanberger's choices thus far have not proven to me that she's necessarily looking at the best people, but rather looking at people who will be politically expedient. There's no shock there, right? Every team changes the players every 4 years. However, you're going to be a little, well, I don't know, you're going to be a little something. Because I got to tell you, with the selection of Stanley Meador to be the Secretary of Public Safety and Homeland Security, she's actually made a pretty good choice. Yeah. Well, no, there you go. There's no punchline. It's just the truth. And I really do want you to know the truth. I'd like you to think that you can tune in each and every day and say, well, I don't like what he's saying, but I know that it's the truth. Or I love what he's saying, and I know it's the truth. So I'm just telling you right now, the dust up a couple of years ago with that memo, it did come out of the Richmond field office, came out of Parham Road. That's absolutely true. So we're all clear, because there are some details involved. Number one, Stanley Meador did not write it. Number two, wasn't actually written by a special agent. It was put together by an intelligence analyst over at that field office. Now, was the report itself anywhere close to being valid or true or good? No, it was awful as far as I'm concerned. Every single part of it was terrible. And there you have it. I mean, I don't have anything else to say on that. It was a terrible, terrible affront to and assault on Catholics. That's what it was. I mean, you can try and spin it if you'd like, but it was an absolute full frontal assault on members of the Catholic Church. That's what it was, and it can't be described in any other way. But I will say again, Stanley Meter, as the special agent in charge, didn't write it, didn't direct that it be written, was not written by a special agent over there on Parham Road, and a lot of people paid the price for it. And ultimately, Stanley Meter paid the price for it. All right, because he wasn't necessarily looking to retire at the time that he retired. Just leave it at that. But it's a pretty good pickup for the Spamberger team. I know that you are thinking to yourself, wait a minute. Are you saying something nice about Abigail Spamberger? No, I'm really not. I'm just reporting something for you. Remember that this new Secretary of Public Safety is going to have to deal with all sorts of increased crime because Virginia Democrats are hell-bent for leather to put a pot shop in every community, to do as much as is humanly possible for criminals, do everything that is possible to take protections away from law enforcement officers. So Stanley Meter, in his new job, is going to have his hands full. I think he'll do okay. I do. I can't tell you what was going to happen behind closed doors. You know, I don't do predictions. Because if I did predictions as I was passing by the, I think it was Powerball, is up to $820 million, I already would have won that. And, you know, as much as you and I like each other, we wouldn't be chatting right now if I had $820 million. So I don't do predictions, but I think that he is a savvy enough guy. I know that. And he is a Virginian, by the way. He's a native Virginian. That he's going to be pushing back on a lot of stupid stuff. Will he ultimately go along with the Spamberger plans? Sure. But remember as well, what is Spamberger looking to do? Spamberger wants to be president. You know that, and I know that. We all know that, right? Worst kept secret in Virginia. What she's really doing is running for president. This is just a little blip, a little stop along the way. Nothing more, nothing less. Does she really care about serving Virginia? Yeah, I would say no. She would say yes, and we'd all adjourn to our respective corners, I guess. But what she is really trying to do is run for president. And so her personal mission here is positioning herself as the so-called moderate Democrat. I think we're in for some very interesting times, not all of them good. This morning, was Jim Gilmore on with Rich, Richmond's Morning News? Because I didn't have a chance to hear him, but I'm looking at our James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140, and I see a lot of people here attacking Jim Gilmore because apparently he was saying that he's on the side of the narco-terrorists. Is that right? He's all upset about us taking out drug boats. Now, I didn't hear it, so I don't want to offer a full assessment of it, but it is a little nuts, don't you think? If, in fact, that's true, I mean, because Jim Gilmore is three times committed to the war in Ukraine, you would think, maybe, possibly, he'd look at us taking out these narco-terrorists and say, huh, that's pretty good. That's a pretty good thing, right? I don't think we owe any sort of special consideration to the drug runners. That's all. That's it. Do me a favor right now. Let me know if you are or are not doing anything relative to the snow. If you didn't hear We are hearing that it could be anywhere from a dusting up to 3 inches. It will be starting tomorrow morning, I think around 4 or 5 in the morning. And apparently now they're saying it will go until the afternoon. Wow. All right. So if that is the case, then I'm thinking it will be closer to 3 inches than it is to a dusting. If that's the case, then all sorts of things are going to be impacted. If it is starting at 5 o'clock in the morning, we are just at the beginning of the school closings, right? They're all going to start coming in, I would imagine, before, probably before six, actually, if it is more confirmed that it's going to start around 5 o'clock in the morning. If it is, if there's going to be a flake anywhere in Central Virginia at 5 o'clock in the morning, everybody's going to close down, especially because it's a Friday. It's an easy one, actually. But we also have the Dominion Energy Christmas Parade on Saturday. If we get 3 inches of snow tomorrow, I don't know. I don't know if that's going to come off tomorrow or not. I just, for the record, I go back to my original thoughts, which are that we should have the Dominion Energy Christmas Parade in July. I think that's the perfect time to have the Christmas Parade. So hit me up real fast. James River Air text line 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Are you prepped for the weather? Have you hit the stores yet? And why is it that it's always French toast? Right? We got to get milk, we got to get eggs, we got to get bread. All right. Do you even eat bread or milk or eggs anytime other than a storm? Probably not. And why would you purchase the three items, butter, right? Because butter's always in there, butter, milk, and eggs, that are probably the most likely to go bad if, in fact, you were to lose power as a result of the snowstorm. Yeah. All right. 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. That is the James River Air text line. Hit me up over there. Brian Maloney, the media equalizer, is going to be with us at 3:35. Is the White House handling everything properly with the messaging, if you will, on the narco-terrorists? I think that's a huge question, and only Brian Maloney is going to be able to answer that for us. 3:16, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. We've got more News Radio WRVA history. I want to share this with you. My buddy Jeb Hockman who's over at, what is he now? He's with Department of Veteran Services. Jeb retires like every 18 months and then announces that he's working someplace even though he's retired. So he's retired half a dozen times or more. But he said, Jeff, I've thought of another name who did afternoon drive on News Radio WRVA, Joe Palka. All right. What I'm trying to do is we are celebrating the 100th anniversary of this here little radio station is get together as complete a list of the afternoon hosts as possible. Okay. I'm not covering the entire station. That's for other people. But afternoons, you know, been my place for the last 13, well, now 14, right? We're working on year 14, I guess. So it's been a long time. So we had a lot of people come through in the not too distant past. And that really was every 18 months or so. There was a new afternoon guy till I got here. But here we go. All right. So Joe Palka, Jeff, by the way, while he was at WRBA, his wife Sue did weather for CBS 6. Both moved to D.C. She did weather for Fox 5 for years. And I believe he did a talk show up there in D.C. as well. Oh, thank you, Jeb. Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. I don't know. I know a bit, but I don't know the everything. And Jeb also said Debbie Ashley. And that was a name that was mentioned yesterday. Somebody texted me that she was former general manager Carl McNeil's assistant, and she's a good source. All right, so we're going to reach out to her when the station moved to Bazy Row. She personally saved all the historic documents and archives that were stored at the transmitter site, donated them all to the Library of Virginia. Jeff, I also heard the name Jerry Lund mentioned today. Weird man. Oh. Okay. Worked at WRBA for 3 years. Never met him. He did a call-in show at night, never came to any station functions. In fact, I was warned that if he was at the station while he was on the air, to never approach him or enter his studio. He hated everyone. Wow. Okay. Well, interesting. I will continue, I promise, to let everybody know what we hear. And needed to find out, continue to find out, who it was that occupied the afternoon radio waves here at the News Radio WRVA. So we've got 13. We've probably got, I would say, about 30 years worth of names covered. I think so. I think so. So as we get them, I will pass them along, and any help that you can offer will be much appreciated. We've got some folks weighing in on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. 804 says, Jeff, Joe Palka actually came back to WRBA for a short time, but he didn't stay long. Okay. 804, Bill in Henrico says, Jeff, I'm looking forward to the snow. I'm getting ready for it by setting up my snow measuring equipment. All right. How exactly do you measure a dusting would be my question. 804 wants to tell me all about raccoon feces. Huh. I'm not exactly sure I'm going to share that, but thank you. Jeff, about 25 years ago, Jim Duncan called for a dusting, and then we got 22 inches of snow. Okay, well, there you go. There you go. Brian Maloney's going to be on in just a moment. We'll try and figure out if the White House is doing the right thing when it comes to messaging, especially with these narco terrorists. It is 3:26. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve, and I have a sneaking suspicion that my friend Brian Maloney, the media equalizer, who is in my other favorite Commonwealth, where snow is, well, you know, snow, is listening to the hyperbolic reports for our 3 inches that are coming. However, I got news for you, Mr. Maloney. 3 inches of snow down here, a 12-hour snow. you mock. We have, let me tell you something, the Commonwealth of Virginia has one plow truck. One. And we got a really big state down here, dude.
No. 3 inches of snow in Massachusetts, they don't even blink.
Right.
They don't even blink.
Yep.
It's like, oh, they don't even notice, you know?
That's it, right? You don't even, this is the thing, Brian. I've been trying to explain this to people. When I first got down here, and I've been down here a long time now, but I was like the advanced guy.
Hey, before, you just had your anniversary, but hate to interrupt you. You just had your, 13 years?
Yeah. This is, I guess, starting year
congrats.
Number 14. Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Oh, wow.
And
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I didn't want to forget. I didn't want to forget that.
No, that's very kind. And look, you know, you're a radio guy. 13 years in radio, that's like
if anybody knew what it takes to survive anywhere for 13 years in the media business, it's just a brutal industry. So congrats to you on 13 years.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. But I used to tell my boys, hey, you know, we're getting an inch of snow down here. Like, oh, so what? You know, then just blow it off the car? It's like, oh, guys, you don't understand. Here, schools will be closed for a week. And my little guy, who's not so little anymore, but at the time was like, he was livid. They will not. I said, oh, Joe, they absolutely. And you take it to the bank, brother. An inch of snow on Sunday, schools were closed the entire week.
Oh, that's incredible. Yeah, they're very, very different, approaches to snow between the two states.
Exactly.
So I am not in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts right now.
Huh.
I am at the White House.
I beg my pardon? What?
Yeah, I'm at the White House right now, right this minute.
Wow.
So.
Well, okay, you can't just drop that and keep, you know, like it's a drive-by. President and I are having lunch, Jeff. I'm trying to fit you into the schedule.
No, I'm outside the press briefing room and just next to the side of the White House itself, and RFK Jr. is supposed to be popping around here pretty soon, but I don't see him. So, yeah, I'm here with the press and whoever else, and who knows? Who knows how I got in here?
Well, we're happy.
Maybe
that
they better, you know.
No, we're at least happy you're in the neighborhood, dude. So
You know, I am kind of in your neighborhood.
All right.
Yeah.
It is absolutely wonderful to hear that. So let me ask you this. Are we hearing the right messaging from the White House on things like the narco terrorist, or are the Democrats owning that and these Obamacare subsidies and the rest of it?
Yeah, and that's the bottom line. No, we're not getting the right messaging. And, you know, and probably it couldn't be more frustrating to me at this moment, because I'm actual feet from, you know, the person that I would like to be talking to about improving messaging. And yet, I'm physically just feet. And yet I would love to get that message across. Messaging needs to improve radically, immediately. And I think the case needs to be made to the public. There's a separation between the White House, Capitol Hill, and the American people that is unlike, what we'd seen in the past. I think that Trump had traditionally been a communicator, and I think in recent times it's been less so. I think that needs to improve. And one of the things regarding Venezuela is, you know, there's even some pushback from, you know, someone Capitol Hill in the Republican Party.
Yeah.
And I think that's because the case hasn't been made to the public. But once it is, the American people would support what we're doing in Venezuela. And it's not about regime change.
Right.
It is about Maduro having stolen the last election by millions of votes. He is little more than a cartel leader. And the country is, 25-30% of the country has fled in recent years. They don't, you know, gone to all different countries, including ours, and caused a lot of problems here. And so we need to make this change. We cannot continue like this. And we do need to be blowing up those boats. Those are drug trafficking boats. But that has not been properly communicated, has not been properly explained. And that's why we're running into resistance. If it were communicated better, we would not be in this, what we're in right now.
All right, so let me remind everybody, Brian Maloney is joining us, the media equalizer. He's joining us from the White House, I should mention for the record. I'm always happy to hear somebody doing that. And if in fact, the messaging needs to change, where does that come from? Is it going to be President Trump? Is it Carolyn Leavitt? Is it Brian Maloney?
Well, I think it's a little bit of everything. I think that, you know, it's funny because somebody asked me that earlier today in a meeting, and I said, you know, remember, and you would remember, Jeff, because you've been in the business forever, just like me.
Yep.
Do you remember back in the 90s when the Republicans retook Congress in 1994?
Yes.
And, you know, it was this big shocking thing because Democrats had run the Congress forever. And, you know, we swept that. Well, as you may recall, there was outreach to talk radio from the GOP every single day. There was this, you know, there were people that were assigned to this. You know, there were people who made sure that the messaging was correct.
Yep.
And, you know, all of that went by the wayside over time, and I'm not sure why. But now I don't know if, you know, a talk show host could get the time of day. I mean, I don't, you know, it's so different now. And I don't understand what the where the disconnect came from. I really don't.
Yeah, I don't know either. And you are absolutely right. President Trump is an amazing communicator. People knock me, go, oh, you know, he had a TV show. And you and I sit back and think, oh, that guy had a TV show. He gets it. He's always
Been
able to communicate with people and talk radio, especially. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe some of the other folks just don't appreciate that. Is that possible?
Well, I think, yeah. So I think that's what needs to happen is for some of us to get reconnected with,
yep,
you know, what worked in the past and figure out how the separation occurred in the first place. And it's just kind of funny because, you know, I'm standing in front of the press briefing room. I'm just outside, you know, because mm-hmm, if I'm in there, they'll be scowling at me, listening to me talking to you because,
yeah, right,
you know, but that's what's interesting about it. You know, it's like, who's here and who isn't? Well, it's a whole bunch of hostile, you know, reporters that are in that room right now. I'm looking in the window at them, you know,
yeah,
people who hate people like you and me and
yep,
the listeners of your program.
Yeah.
Have nothing, and they are the ones doing all the reporting. You know, they are the ones who are sowing all of these seeds of discontent based on lies and slime, you know, sliming the president every single day, you know, unfairly and dishonestly.
Yep.
And, you know, they're occupying every seat in there right now,
yeah,
every darn seat in there. So, you know, what, why do we tolerate that? Why are we allowing that? I mean, that, we got to start asking tough questions here.
I agree with you, and you're right. Some of the tough questions that need to be asked are of those people who are sitting in that room allegedly, to ask legitimate questions. And a lot of them, you and I both know, they're treated with a certain degree of respect and kid glove handling. Because, oh, you know, they're reporters and journalists. And you say, well, okay.
But they're not reporters.
Exactly.
You know, they're propagandists.
Exactly.
And there isn't freedom of the press. There is a one-sided press.
Yep.
There is a one-sided monopolistic press.
Yeah.
And that still exists. Somebody says, well, we have Fox or whatever. Oh, that, you know,
yeah,
they're part of it too, for the most part, honestly. I mean, it's not much different anymore. So,
yeah,
you know, so that's what's got to change. I mean, so, you know, I think the other thing I would just want to include, just standing here, I mean, I'm actually just, you know, I'm going to paint a radio picture for you, but I'm actually just standing, like, I'm looking at the White House right now with the wreaths on the windows. And I mean, it is just directly in front of me. In the grass, and I don't feel so bad about the autumn leaves in my yard because I keep, you know, I got a leaf blower and I'm blowing them every day, you know, getting the leaves off my grass. But I'm looking here, the White House grass has plenty of leaves on it, so I'm
okay,
thinking, okay, well then I've, you know, all right, then I can wait till Saturday, you know, for cleaning up my own,
yeah,
lawn, right?
Yeah,
so
exactly.
But it is, I got to tell you, Jeff, it's an atmosphere. It's a very strange time in Washington. It's a very It's strangely quiet in this town. Very, very strange. The flags are all at half-mast, which they should be, of course. And I have not been seeing the National Guardsmen and women. I have not been seeing them on the streets. I don't know why. I haven't seen a single one, and I'm a little bit puzzled by that. And it's also the sidewalks are strangely devoid of people. Okay, you could say it's December, it's cold or whatever, but, you know, there's still usually people walking around, and there's hardly anybody. Don't see the school groups. I've only seen one school group. So, and that was today. So, it's different. It's different than just a month ago. Things are, I don't know what that means, but, it bothers me a little bit.
It should. Yeah, heck yeah. It should. Wow. Well, listen, number one, thank you for popping out of the press briefing room of the White House to join us for a couple of moments.
Well, I'd rather talk to you than those clowns in there who are hostile to our president. I mean, right? I mean, who do I want to spend my time with? And congrats again on your anniversary of your program. 13 years is really remarkable, Jeff, really.
You're very kind, and I am so happy that you are willing to join us on a regular basis to keep us up to date and give us that great insight you've gleaned over the years. During those times you're not here, I want to make sure people are reaching out to you and following you and connecting with you. Do you mind reminding everybody how they
do that? Yeah, you bet. Yeah, that is facebook.com/mediaequalizer, one word, media equalizer, or Facebook.com/Red Wave America. That's one word, Red Wave America.
I love it. All right. Well, we will chat with you next week. By all means, give my best or my worst, whichever is expected and deserved, to the folks who are up there. Thank you, my friend. That is Brian Maloney. Brian is the media equalizer, one of the best of the best. Always appreciate him joining us. All right, so I have an updated list on school closings, and I don't even have a duck handy, do I? No, but I'll do it on my own. Lunenburg County Public Schools have already said they will be closed tomorrow. Northumberland County Public Schools, Petersburg City Public Schools, Prince Edward County Public Schools, Prince George County Public Schools, Sussex County Public Schools, All Saints Catholic School in Richmond, Fuqua School in Farmville, and Renston Forest School out in Nottoway. Those are all closed, period, end of story. The following Central Virginia school divisions are going to have a virtual learning day. Brunswick County Public Schools, Dinwiddie County Public Schools, King and Queen County Public Schools, Mecklenburg County Public
Schools. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Schools. All right. I will keep you up to speed on all of this. Obviously, Charles Pyle, our incredible news director, will do his job keeping you up to date. But bottom line is this. The latest forecast is saying that the snow will begin around 2 o'clock this morning and will go until about 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Anywhere between a dusting and 3 inches of snow is being predicted. Any way you slice it, it's going to be some rough sledding. All the more reason tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. you are listening to Richmond's Morning News with my friend Rich Herrera. He'll get you where you need to go, although I have a feeling the advice is going to be don't go. It is Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.